Hey, this is Paul Winkler. Thanks for listening to the show. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're not sure how, go to paulwinkler.com/how to subscribe. All one word, how to subscribe, or click on the link in the show note.
Welcome to the Investor Coaching Show, a podcast to help you get an insider's view of the financial world and escape common investment traps. We look at the financial news of the day and help you make sense of it so you can relax about money. And here's your host, Paul Winkler.
All right, back here on the Investor Coaching Show, Paul Winkler, along with Arlene Brown, talking about money and invest. Now, this particular topic pains me. This is very, very difficult for me.
What is that?
Very, very difficult.
Okay.
Okay, as a guy that, you know, when I was in college, I got to watch myself telling stories. I will never forget being in a seedy part of Schenectady, New York, one day.
Okay.
With a dear friend from high school. And getting jumped by probably 10 to 12 kids.
You got jumped by yourself?
No, I got jumped by these guys that had basically just robbed a train of beer.
Oh.
It was like this beer thing, and then they were all, you know, half cocked, and you know, they went and came after us, right? And we're just like riding our bikes and through town, you know. We were on a bike trail that went through there, and so we're just going, well, okay, this is really cool. So you know, we went back home, and it was nuts. So anyway, what happened was the very next year I am entering college, and there were classes for Taekwondo. So Paul decides, you know what? That ain't never going to happen. You know, I'm thinking, I would have taken all 12 of them if I knew this stuff. But I did. I went up all the way up to the black belt recommended, and I ran out of money, and I couldn't do it any further. But anyway, the point being, this pains me because one of my heroes was Chuck Norris, you know, and, you know, one of my, yes, exactly. So a friend actually sends me something, and... You know, Paul, I'm getting scary emails like this, you know, and I'm concerned about retirement funds. I need some hand-holding. And that is what I always tell people. Call me and tell me what you're thinking about doing before you – don't call me and tell me what you did because then it's too late. I can't fix anything. And it was about this alarming – Chuck Norris released this alarming report. Read now. I'm like going, oh, boy, here we go. So I do exactly as it asks. Read now. Thousands of people could lose their retirement savings, but it doesn't have to happen to you. That's why I just released a free special report that shows the secret to protecting your retirement savings from higher taxes, higher inflation, massive government spending, enormous government debt. I mean, all things that people are scared. A lot of people are very, very concerned about right now, right? Like you, I work hard. I'm going to come back to those things, those four things in a second. Like you, I work hard for my money. Him and Donna Summers. And now it's harder than ever to keep it. There have been times in my life where I've been flat broke. So I understand that it's what it's like to be down to less than your last dollar and desperate. The emotion, right? It's just seeping with emotion. But it's time for all Americans to quit waiting for others to provide for their welfare, protection, relief, and especially a sign to reboot your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Are you going to let others control your financial future? Or are you going to let somebody like us manipulate you regarding your financial future? Oh, no, it doesn't say that. It's your money. You've worked hard to earn it, and I'm here to help you save it. If you don't fight for your money, who will? That's why I've just released this 2021 special report that reveals the secrets to protecting your retirement 100% tax and penalty free. Get your special report today absolutely free. Bonus. Also, send you my free newsletter with a request, your copy, your free copy of the new special report. Chuck Norris. And, you know, down it does have a disclosure down the bottom. Check out this disclosure. Very, very detailed, very scary disclosure. Material connection disclosure. Unless otherwise expressly stated, you should assume that all references to products and services on the website are made because material connections exist between the sender of this email and the providers that mention products and services. That's it? That's the disclosure? I mean, basically nothing. Like, you know, you could lose your entire life savings if you do it. That would be a right disclosure in my mind for this newsletter.
So it's selling newsletter.
So, yeah, so I'm like going, okay, what is being sold here, right?
Gold.
Yes. ding, bing, bing, bing. Gold Co., and I had to go look for this. Gold Co. and Chuck Norris partner to help everyday Americans protect their retirement savings. Yeah, they're even their press release is basically all, oh, this is great. We're going to help save you and protect your retirement savings. And, you know, you're going to be great and wonderful and all of that. Wait a minute. So, okay, so if you look at these types of newsletters, number one, A, they have absolutely no responsibility to you whatsoever is the problem I have. You know, if you're looking at, let's say somebody that's a registered investment advisor or an investment advisory firm like ourselves, we have a fiduciary responsibility to people. In other words, it better be in your best interest. It better not hurt the, when you're looking at these types of things, this is what happens is there are absolutely no standards like that. You know, you got to put the other person's interest in front of yourselves. And when people get information like this on investing, on financial planning, on, you know, putting money away for retirement, they don't realize that they see this, oh, it's a celebrity. It must be, you know, must be right. Not thinking about, does this person have a financial planning degree? No. Do they have any investing knowledge outside of maybe a few things that they've read themselves? No. Do they understand academic research on investing? Apparently not. You wouldn't be recommending gold if that were the case. And they're basically doing one thing, is peddling fear. And this whole celebrity name use carries weight because people somehow think that these people have knowledge because they know their name. I mean, I think about William Devane. Now, you know, it's funny because, you know, we Arlene and I, we're just so, she goes, I'm surprised you even knew who William Devane was. And I said, well, I really didn't because I went and said Devane and Siri corrected me and spelled it right, Duvane. Because I just don't, it's the running joke. I don't watch TV. Gold, and here's the thing. Gold is actually, we've been seeing all these commercials. What has happened to the price of gold? This wonderful investment that you must have. It's down 10%, okay? You know, it's just down 10%. I don't think that sounds that great to me. I haven't seen any apologies from William Devane or anybody else that has been out there peddling gold for, I mean, good grief. I think back to, what's this? The How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years. Howard Ruff.
1985.
Howard Ruff, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So Howard Ruff basically writes book after book after book after book on how to prosper with all the calamity that's going to be coming down the pike. Since when? Since 1980. He's telling people to buy gold. When? In 1980. Okay. You know, why? I'll get to that in a second. So literally, you go back 100 years and you can buy a good man's suit for an ounce of gold.
One of my clients heard you say that. They said, yeah, that's right.
I mean, it is. It's right. I mean, 100 years ago, you buy a good man's suit. And what do you buy now for an ounce of gold? Good man's suit. And, you know, I mentioned because I know, you know, I know this is helpful for people that, you know, come from a Christian background like myself. But, you know, 3,000 years ago, Solomon is saying, giving the best investment advice ever in Ecclesiastes, saying, you know, put your money into 7 to 8 places. Don't put your money into one place and buy a hunk of metal. Yes, Solomon owned a lot of gold. Yes, absolutely. But he still, but, you know, back then, and it was funny because even then you think about it, trends changed. At some points in history, you look at silver and go, silver was phenomenal. In Solomon's time, he wouldn't even touch silver. He didn't want anything to do with it if you go back and read his writings. You know, so it's fascinating. Sometimes things are in vogue. Sometimes they're just not. But I digress. You know, so you got to diversify, spread the risk. And he said to 7 to 8 places, and it's interesting because you look at the academic research now, and he also said, you know, plant in the morning, plant in the afternoon, because you don't know if one is going to do well or whether both of them are going to do well. And you think about it, if you look at the research on how to put a portfolio together, Nobel Prize winning, 1990, what do? You put things together that move in dissimilar fashion, which is literally that. You're just looking at low correlation, plant in the afternoon, plant in the morning. Don't know if one's going to do better than the other. Both are going to do well. Okay, 7 to 8 places. Look at three-factor model. You got stocks versus bonds, number one. Then you've got small versus large. You've got growth versus value in international and in U.S. markets. So you got large value, small value, large growth, small growth. There you go. You got four. That's in the U.S. And then you got international, large, small value, growth in the U.S. or in international markets, excuse me. So you got 8 asset categories. I just think it's kind of ironic, isn't it, that there are 8 asset categories and the dissimilar price movement and the idea that you diversify into many places because you don't know what calamity is the word used, will befall the earth. I mean, just recognize there is going to be calamity. When you invest, you own all kinds of things all over the place, and some of them are going to do well, and some aren't going to do well. That's the idea. That's what you're shooting for, is to own things that, and sometimes when things are bad, you know, fixed income, bonds, they take off when stock markets go down. Value stocks often do much better during huge market downturns versus growth stocks. You know, so that's another thing. Now, a lot of times there's a political agenda behind a lot of these things. And you see that. And one of the things I've pointed out many times is that Democrats are scared to death when Republicans are in power. Republicans are scared to death when Democrats are in power. That's just normal. Why? Because they both believe something distinctly different.
They don't trust each other.
They don't trust each other. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. When you own companies, you own entities that will do whatever they've got to do to actually make sure that they prosper. Coming back to the 4 points made here. Number one, the free special report, the secret from protecting your retirement savings from, number one, higher taxes. Okay, what are companies going to do when you have higher taxes? They got 3 things. A, avoid them.
That's number one,
right?
Avoid them.
You're going to look at Warren Buffett. Basically, mm-hmm. We're going to loan companies money, and they're going to loan us money, and we mm-hmm. avoid the taxes. That was one thing. Pass them on.
Consumers.
We're just going to pass them on to consumers. Mm-hmm. If we've got to pay more taxes, guess what? Your widget costs more because my competitor has to pay that tax too. And neither one of us are going to suck it up and pay those taxes. We are going to pass it on to you. Bottom line, period, end of sentence. It's not gonna help at all going and just saying, hey, we're gonna put these taxes on you. Or if the taxes are very, very high in one country, but there aren't other countries that have lower taxes, we are A, either going to move our company over to that country, or B, if the company doesn't move, then American consumers will start buying whatever it was that they were buying from the other country or company that operates in the other country.
Or just open office in that country.
Or they're going to open an office in that country. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then report the earnings.
Arlene, exactly.
That country.
That is exactly what you're going to do. You're just going to leave? And that was option number 3. Thank you very much. Option number 3 is going to leave. Second one is pass it on or avoid it altogether. Okay, so that was the first of the 4 things that are going to destroy your financial future. Second one was higher inflation. Okay, wait a minute. What is inflation? What is inflation? Prices going
up.
Right.
Increase. Okay.
Okay. Who's raising prices? Companies. What are
McDonald's.
I own stocks?
McDonald's.
Right. Companies that I own are raising prices. Okay. When was the worst inflation we've ever seen in this country's history?
73 and 74.
1981 was the
1981.
Peak. It started in the 70s. It got up to its peak in 1981. What were the absolute worst years for gold as far as an investment rate of return? If you said 1981 and the 1980s on, you would have won the prize. So literally, when inflation was its worst, the thing they told you to buy had its worst performance. This is brilliant stuff here. This is really, really good. Okay. Point number three on the secrets to protecting your retirement savings from, the third thing that they're going to protect you from is massive government spending and enormous government debt. Okay, still, if you look at our debt, you always compare it compared to GDP. You always look at debt compared to GDP. And as my friend Charlie Whelan from Dartmouth basically said when we were talking about this one day, uh-huh. I said, Charlie, you know, he's a Dartmouth economics professor, graduate professor. He's always voted the number one guy at Dartmouth as a professor. And he's so folksy. And that's what makes him so great. He just basically said, Paul, here's why we always compare to GDP. It's kind of like Bill Gates. You know, he's got credit card debt. Let's say he's got 50,000 of credit card debt. What do we call that? And I said, I don't know what, Charlie. He goes, a rounding error. I mean, he basically just, you know, it's a rounding error. It's such a small amount of money compared to his net worth. A rounding error. You know, so if you look at our debt compared to our GDP, it's still a fraction of many countries around the world. Japan. And I'm not minimizing debt. You know, yes, debt is an issue.
Is it 98.5% now?
Is about dead on right, uh-huh. Arlene. That is about dead on right versus about 300% in Japan.
Japan is 250%.
Yeah, you know, last I looked, it was 300. Uh-huh. But okay, so maybe they got it down some. I don't know.
Which is, back in the 80s, it was only 60%.
So if we look at Japan and we say, okay, this debt should destroy their investment markets, right? From 1970 until now, what is the average rate of return for the large Japanese companies? 9.2%, which means a dollar grows to $95, which is a lot better than gold not growing at all pretty much over that period of time. Pretty much, it's pretty close to not growing at all. I think it doubled over that period of time is about it. Okay, so one growing to 95 is way better than one growing to 2. Okay, so number two, it is. I know math. Math is hard. Okay, so if we look at small companies, we see that a dollar grows to $841. Okay, so Japanese small company. So did their enormous debt and their massive government spending, which nobody would deny, did it destroy it? No, it did not. I don't know. I hope this helps somebody that, you know, hears this kind of stuff and then reads these newsletters. I went out and I just decided to go and see if there are any kind of warnings about newsletters out there. And yeah, there's a really good one from the Securities and Exchange Commission. Investor alert, investment newsletters used as tools for fraud. You know, so when you're seeing these types of newsletters, realize that a lot of them, it's a problem. Investment newsletters come in many forms. They can be found online, hard copy. Some are used to carry out schemes designed to deceive investors, like touting, you know, promoting a stock without properly disclosing compensation. Pump and dump, you pump it up, you try to push the price up. Come back to that in a second. Scalping, recommending a stock to drive up the price, then selling shares at inflated prices to generate profits, undisclosed conflicts of interest. Falsely claiming to provide independent analysis and failing to explain the conflicts of interest, and false performance claims misrepresenting the track record. Okay. Some investment newsletters claim to be sources of unbiased information, they said, and when, in fact, the newsletter publisher will make a lot of money if the newsletter convinces investors to buy or sell certain stocks, or gold or Bitcoin, for that matter. Why? Because if they can drive up demand, literally, the new demand for a stock will push its price up. And basically, here's what they say. Even if you do not give the newsletter publisher any money or place trades, or if they place trades for you, the newsletter publisher may profit from your trading activity. For example, you may purchase a stock, causing the stock price to rise, just like I just described. Then the newsletter publisher may sell its shares of that stock, profiting at your expense. And that'll happen. I had a lady come that came in the office one day. She said, we're just looking at need to sell a $1,500 worth of stock. And I said, okay, so let's call up the investment firm and sell $1,500 of stock. And we said, yeah, great. So she sat there. We called up, I think it was Schwab. And we said, hey, can you sell this stock? And the guy goes, I've got to warn you. And I said, what? He said, you are literally selling 2 times the daily trading of this particular stock. 2 times the volume.
So it's thinly traded.
It's very thinly traded, Arlene, we would say. I mean, and then you have like newsletter, you know, they have no disclosures, vague disclosures, buried disclosures, questions about stock.
So how long will it took you to fill that order? Because
you know what?
Like 10 days?
It could have. We lucked out. It didn't take us that long, but it very well could have taken weeks to fill it.
Yeah.
You know, just because you literally drive the price down. Hey, this is Paul Winkler. Hope you enjoyed today's edition of the Investor Coaching Show. If you want to learn more about what we do, go to our website, paulwinkler.com. You can watch some of the videos there, and if you're not already a client, you can set up a free initial consultation. Until next time, I'm Paul Winkler, reminding you that I believe that more educated investors are more confident investors, and confident investors are more successful investors. Have a great one. Advisory services offered through Paul Winkler, Inc., PWI, an investment advisor registered in the state of Tennessee.